On the most part, it's a very good ordinance.
I like this because it's understandable.
Yep. So. Absolutely. And like I said, you know, I read these things when I go through them.
So did you get a copy of all of this stuff?
I did.
Okay, good. So then we'll just move on table.
Yeah, what we did is everybody's got a copy of that ordinance from Tyke County Planning for the data center. Read through it and see if there's anything you think needs correction, that's all.
Right. The warehouse regulations and that, we've been working on that for months, but that's in our solicitors and our
engineers'
hands for their recommendations on specific items. So we're waiting to hear from John Fuller.
So yeah, John, I think it's at the point where
you know John Fuller, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John, yeah. John's our engineer.
All right.
And it's at the point where John's trying to fit it together the way we want it.
All
right. Right, so we're waiting to hear from that. The Act 537 plan, the regional plan, we just have to sit back and see where Westfall's going to decide that they want an old ordinance from us.
I'm working on it. I fell behind, as you know, the last week and a half, shot for me. But I'm working on putting something together, and we'll see how it looks at the end. We'll get an opinion on it, and if we have to, we'll get a professional to look it over and make any corrections. But I got a good idea on how they got to be written, so, and I have a good idea on the testing and the area, what's here. Being I was a sewage officer, I still am. So that's 90% of it is how many properties, how many failures, which I have all those records because I did it for the sewer.
Right, but we don't need to do a study.
Need to do a study. That's how DEP wants the new Act 537 plan. They want everything in it. What's existing, what the future may bring, how many large businesses with lots of, well, yeah, that have a lot
how
of sewage.
How many systems are already failed?
And oddly enough, we don't have them.
No?
No, that was one of the things when they were doing the sewer plan. We didn't have any failures. The only thing they consider a failure is a cesspool, a future failure.
Of a cesspool.
Yeah, so then I went around with Will Whitehead.
Yeah.
And we looked at every property to see if they can convert to a newer system, and every one of them could.
So then there's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Right, but you then were dealing specifically with the study area.
Right.
Okay, but we're not going to do a 537 plan.
On just the study
specific,
area. Right.
Specific to Westfall Sewer Authority. We're going to do a 537 plan for Melford Township.
Right, but I'm saying I got most of the data I need already because I can go back in my records, pull it.
And that's what I mean. We need to be careful about not confusing one with the other.
Right.
We've opted out of their plan, and what they're going to write us in this plan because DEP is going to make them write.
They're going to make them.
They
write
might.
Us in.
Okay.
They might.
So we have to be very careful. That's why. I think it's important that we be prepared with a 537 of our own for the township.
Yep.
We
and that's what I'm talking about.
You know.
And luckily with today's systems, there's hardly any place you couldn't put a system. And they can't deny it.
So.
We don't have a lot of small properties. And any place there's a mound is repairable.
So outside in the township, how many cesspools do we have? We don't have a lot of cesspools.
No, we really don't have that many cesspools left. I would say
it's not
maybe
like
a quarter of the township.
It's not like the borough. Right?
Not like the borough, no.
Well, the borough's a lot of them are cesspools.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're operating just fine.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, most of the failures on cesspools are the pipe. Because they either had the clay pipe or they got the orange bird. And now, I don't know if you ever saw this. This is something new to me. In all the years I've been doing sewage, the ABS pipe, the black.
That's asbestos, buddy.
They're falling apart. I've never seen them fall apart before.
They crumble.
I've never seen that.
But that's actually an old asbestos pipe.
They collapse.
Yeah.
I've seen them collapse. They're laminating inside.
Delaminating. It's peeling and collapsing upon itself inside.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever seen it.
Most, very little of that in the borough. Most of it's the
the clay pipe and orange bird. Orange bird. Well, cardboard pipe wrapped in clay.
Yeah.
Wrapped in the tar.
Well, but the Orangeburg that's around, any of it that I ran into, was a replacement for the tile.
Clay pipe, right.
For the tile pipe.
Yeah, because they when they dug them up in the early 60s and that's when they used that Orangeburg.
Yeah.
With the long slip joints on it.
Yep. So.
And that collapses quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the roots got into it really good, too.
They draw right through the side of it.
Yeah.
So, but we need to think about the 537 plan and get ahead of.
I'm already working on it.
Yeah, get ahead of.
Even if I just get the basics so that it can be written up properly. But I think I got a good idea on even how to write it.
And I think the right approach is to do it for the township, not be concerned about their study and what they need.
The DEP wants the municipality to do this, the study on the municipality. They want numbers in there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a study for the sewer line. In the new Act 537 plans, they want studies done. A study of, not like in-depth study like they did. Just a study of how many cesspools, how many have reserve areas or can be rebuilt. That's the kind of thing they want in there. And that's exactly what the DEP was asking me for.
They're just looking for the information on the fact that the township is covered.
It's basically,
they
want to know whatever's here. These properties can last another 20 years on lot 70.
They're convinced that there's value in the old ordinances.
Right.
And we all know there is no value in the old ordinances because you can't enforce them.
Not unless you want to hire somebody to do it. It's a lot of paperwork. And their answer is have them send in every time it's pumped. Well, what if they don't? How are you going to know if it was, you got to have a computer set up with every property to tell you when it's time.
Send them out a letter like it's that time of year that you got to.
No, and my answer to that is rather than creating an old ordinance, put in the ordinance that paperwork for maintenance of septics will be sent out, once a year, once every 3 years. So that people have a list, what to look for, and for problems, and how to maintain them. That, I know they want out there. If you're not going to have a set time for it to be pumped, they want at least a maintenance letter sent out. Which is fine. We can make one and just send it out, even if it's once every 3 years. Instead of pumping out, they get a letter.
Well, whatever it is, we should have.
Yeah.
We should have ours done. My opinion is when the Westfall Sewer Authority is the impetus for this 537 plan. They're the ones that are going to be responsible for it. When this comes back around, they're going to come to us and say, "Where's your 537?"
And that's
if we have a finished and approved 537
plan. Here you go. If we don't,
then we're going to
push us into getting a
we're gonna be at the mercy of what they think they want, or their engineers are gonna tell us that they want.
And I'm just gonna continue from where I was, because I started to do ours when we decided to pull out, and then I was told, don't do it, wait. So.
Well, and the other thing is, over the years we've done these, why do they get $25,000 or $30,000 to do this when you have?
Well, have you looked at any?
200 residents.
Have you looked at any?
Not recently, no.
They average between 195 and 260 pages. We don't need one that big.
For what?
What do you think for?
No wonder you can't get anything.
Because the professional's making money for writing it.
No wonder you can't get anything done. Holy shit.
You just gotta show the room for expansion, for what's coming in, what our future may look like. We don't have that many properties left, really. Mainly up on 6. Down here, you got, what, maybe 5 properties?
As far as commercial's concerned.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about where your biggest use is going to be.
Biggest use is going to be when somebody decides to take that piece on the other side of the Dingman Park there and develop that.
Yeah.
You know, then you've got.
I got a call today, by the way. They're looking to possibly put a data center up in Shohola.
Where?
I don't think where he said it was. Oh, remember where the Windy Dog was? Across the street on the Riggs property. They got a lot of property there. They think that's where they're looking. They haven't gotten an application or anything yet. But
what kind of power line have they got that goes there?
I said, well, if they're going to put it there, there ain't going to be a very big one. It's got to be a small one because there's no power there.
And George and Betty, I can't. George has spent his whole life trying to keep everybody off of that property.
Yep.
Well, the kids might have a different attitude, so I don't
know. Oh, I dealt with them a lot, especially when the pipeline was there. When they were in the new pipeline, I told George and Betty, make sure you get money for the property and tell them you want a crossing put in from the front to the back, because I'm telling you right now, the crossings they want today are expensive. They didn't ask for the crossing. They would have put it in. Mm-hmm. They weren't that bad to deal with. I mean, Dave Weber, they cut so close to his property, they made his house non-conforming because of the right-of-way. They made his garage non-conforming because of the right-of-way. He had to move all his pipe for his well drilling out of there right-of-way. And I said, I had the guy fly out from Texas. I says, you're offering this man $7,000 for that property? I said, you just made his whole house and garage non-conforming, which means now anything he does to it, he has to go for a conditional use. You really screwed this guy. So Dave called me back. He says, they're giving me $175,000. I says, you want more? He says, no, I'm happy. I'm like, okay.
Amazing. Just put a little fire under their feet.
Yeah, exactly. And I pushed for George and Betty to put that crossing in because you can't get to the back part of their property.
Well, they weren't concerned about it. So
no.
We can't tell people what to do either. So is there anything else for the good of the order, so to speak?
Nobody's on.
No. Thank you for your participation. We appreciate you being
interested. Thanks for having me.
Both of you gentlemen, thank you. So, all right.
Did you get a copy of the complaint? Should he have a copy of the complaint?
I do have.
Yeah, you do?
He got it. Yep.
Just so you know, the complaint is in full. I'd be my only, all right?
I would definitely
have the lawyer tell you which way to approach that, though.
Yeah, have the lawyer tell you which way to approach it. The bottom line with most all of these things is start with the with the two participants and find out whether it's really, you know, and if it's a compliance issue, if they just do a simple application and get the stuff done, we don't want to ding them, or we don't want to get them, you know, let's just get them in compliance if we can.
Yeah.
But I deal with the Department of Agriculture all the time with pets and that stuff, and they have a regulation for anything and everything that you want, and they're very helpful and very cooperative if you start with them on the right foot. If you get them here because there's a problem, they can make your life miserable.
Well, that's just about any authority under the sun. To a zoning officer, to a plumbing inspector.
Before we leave, he's got one other one, which I don't even know how to approach it. I know he doesn't. He's sending a letter out, but Apple Valley has some kind of shed on wheels.
Yeah, yeah. I see that, yeah.
It looks like a band shell or something. It's hard to tell exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's three-sided.
Three-sided with the wheels. I saw it there, and
still on, or I'd be adjourned.
No, we didn't adjourn.
We didn't adjourn it. Yeah.
So, what did somebody say something about that, or?
Yeah, well, Gary Williams brought it to my attention.
I don't even know if there's anything they could do about it, since it's on wheels. It's not a permanent structure. But if they are using it for temporary uses, they do require a temporary use permit if they're doing like a band shell. I don't know.
So is it like the, like a temporary trailer that they can roll around and like
sell produce out of? No, it's on big casters. It's not on...
So something like that you do a puppet show in for kids during the holidays, or is it...
That's more what it looks like. Did you find out what it's for?
No.
Nobody answered him. So told him so.
Yeah, I saw that when I went down the road the other day, and it's kind of funny, but they had just had that...
They had a little maze for Halloween
thing
or
whatever they had there. And I figured that was just a leftover from something they were doing for the kids. Because it's not substantial enough to put a band in.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Like,
well, it's got like 5-inch casters underneath it. Six of them or so. So it's not something that you're going to put five men in there. I never thought of a puppet show, that kind of a thing. I mean,
because it seems like they do a lot of stuff for kids down there by that duck pond and that little bridge, and they got the ice cream thing. I didn't know if it was just a...
Did you ask in the letter what it was for?
No, I didn't. I just called them. I needed to contact the township for permits.
Okay.
What is it, 600 square feet? Or?
That doesn't even matter. No. It's on wheels. It does. It,
yeah, it's not even.
It's not even a structure when it's on
wheels.
Right,
so if it's...
If that was the case, we'd have to go after everybody that has hay wagons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't.
So it's opened on one side, it's completely.
Best I can tell, yeah. It's just three sides. Face is open. Did you see anything different, Kevin?
No, and I just, and like I said, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye coming down the hill, and I never gave it much mind because I figured it was something to do with that weekend or whatever, and so, you know, you can't watch everything, come on.
Gary can.
Well, maybe, but, I mean, it's...
Well. The other one you're going to have fun with, though, that was two complaints he made. The other one's got a storage container down here by the old head injury institute. The ones we've been arguing with, the ones that remodeled the whole inside of the building didn't get permits, and Joe, we won't give them a CFO until they show them what they did.
Oh, you mean on the three lane here?
Yeah, by Milford Chrysler.
Okay.
So I guess they got a storage container there. Gary wants them to go after him for that.
Well, that you have to do that an enforcement thing. That's an applicant that just does whatever they please. So.
I'm just saying he's going to have fun with them because they've never followed the rules.
So which building did they renovate? You're talking about the old gym?
Yep. No, the old Mercy Building, or
where they had next to the car dealer, where they had the.
If you're looking at the car dealer from the front to the right, the hospital.
Right to the right, the small hospital building.
Yeah,
it was brown.
Yeah.
So they renovated the whole inside of that.
No, they cut it up and made a whole bunch of offices and different spaces and.
They didn't pull any permit. There's no plan
for it or nothing. That's what Joe said. I don't recall what they originally had.
What was the old saying when I first started coming here? It's better to beg for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Yeah, but they don't even do that.
I was in Lourdes and somebody said something to me like that, and I was like, "What did you just say? Like, why did you just go and pull a permit?"
There's a lot of people that go about it that way.
I just don't know what's so hard about coming in here, filling out an application, pulling a permit, and just getting an inspection. Like, that isn't, I mean, that's just like the normal thing to do, in my mind.
Yeah, it just makes sense. You get screwed up. But some people that own the buildings and do whatever, so. But we've had ongoing issue with them on that building up there, and my answer to that is that we don't have anything to do with enforcement. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know, if they would come and we would, this board has worked with whatever applicant has come in here, even when we don't agree with them, we try to work with them.
Right.
And they've been in like that.
But they've been in and she's asked and then she's gone and done whatever she pleased anyway, and there's just no.
Yep.
And the township, that's the problem today with all these permits. The township has liability if it's not. Right. So, we're an advisory board. I don't want to get involved with it.
Yeah. So but I just had to bring that one up over there by Apple Valley because it's.
Yeah, no, that Apple Valley. I saw that and I didn't see any
harm in it.
Well, it can't be 200 square feet.
No.
If it's
150, I'd be amazed.
The only thing is, if they get in touch with you, which they may not, but if they get in touch with you, find out what the use plan for it is. Yeah. That's the only thing, because if like they're going to use that, I haven't seen it, but if they're going to use it to, let's say, serve food out of, then they got to get temporary permits. Mm-hmm. If they're going to use it for puppet shows, I could care less.
Yeah. So as long as the public's not in that structure,
yeah,
there's not much to worry about. If the public's going to be inside there, then you have a lot to look into.
No, it's just, but we do have, was it us or Burrow? I've had so many different ordinances, I gotta remember which one I'm thinking of. But there is a temporary vendor ordinance, so if they're going to sell food out of it or sell merchandise out of it, then they got to get a temporary vendor's permit, which is no big deal.
Do they get a permit for the event that they have there a couple times a year?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did you look at and see if anything was done with Sean?
No.
Any kind of thing? Okay.
I've gone through the history.
Even these other two properties. Not two properties, the other property with the business.
Yeah, I haven't dug into that one much yet.
Dig into that and make sure before we do anything that there was no permits issued.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
And if I see Karen, I'll ask her what's going on.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Right. Second that.
You'll second that?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?